Glory to the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and I am so thankful and privileged to have you with me today. And I know that you're privileged to be with me, because today we're going to have a program that will just absolutely knock your socks off. That's what we say in Kentucky when something's going to be really great. Today, the subject of our program is going to be Love Says Keep It Simple. And if you don't know how to keep it simple in life, you're having a hard time. Today we're going to find out how God sees that, what He says about keeping it simple, and how we're going to learn to do that in the name of Jesus. I know you want your life better. I know you want your life prosperous. I know you want to live the blessed life that God has for you. I know you want to quit having those quarrels and all those things that you have go on in your life with people you really love, but you can't seem to get it straight with. So let's get back together in just a few minutes, and we're going to learn how to keep it simple.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.
Glory to the Lord. Aren't we going to have fun today? We're going to talk about how to keep it simple in life. And I know all about keeping it simple because that's the way my life is. Living on a farm, raised in Kentucky in the mountains. My grandfather and family were Italians. I say were because they've all gone on to be with the Lord. And we learned how to keep it simple. We had three or four things we like to do in life, and one was to eat. That was great. Of course, we love to cook. And the next thing was we all love to be together. We love to be together and to have fun together. So today we're going to talk about how to keep it simple. And the first thing that God wants us to understand in keeping it simple is His scripture in Proverbs 17:17. And that scripture says that a friend loves at all times. Wow, I see so many people that aren't ready to love with their heart. Love at all times with their heart. They want to criticize, they want to complain, they want to find fault, they want to look at what somebody did or didn't do yesterday to them or for them. And we have to understand something. Jesus is love. He is that. He doesn't have that, just have that. He is that. And He has that for you because He is that. And when we talk about a friend loving at all times, that part of that scripture that says at all times, that's a key part right there. When I arrived at the studio today, it was just pouring the rain. Still is, I think. And I sat in my car for a few minutes and I thought, well, I'm just going to sit here till the rain quits. And then I realized that I'd be there three or four days, because that's how long it's been raining all this time in Kentucky. And that's the way we treat relationships a lot of times. We sit back and we look at somebody we love that's not done the right thing, not done the right thing to us or for us, not done the thing for us we hope they'd done. And we sit back and wait, and we just say, oh, I'll call them later. I'll call them when they apologize. I'll forgive them when they're sorry to me. Beloved, that's not the Lord. And that's not keeping it simple. Because God says simply, when you keep it simple, when you go and you do what I say, what the Lord says, then you're going to have the simple life. And He says a friend loves at all times. So He wants not only for you to give your love at all times, Not just when you feel like it, not just when you're thinking about it, not just when somebody's been really sweet to you or giving you something handy, but when you are at your lowest points, that's an at all times place. God not only wants you to love at all times, He wants to give you His love at all times. See, God's a lover. And He's a lover because He's the good shepherd. When we get into the Psalms and to John 10:14, the Word says, the Lord is your good shepherd. Not just your shepherd. I've known a lot of sheep herders in my farming life that weren't very good. And I've known a lot of people that didn't act very good or make some good decisions. But God never fails us. He never stops leading us as our good shepherd. And He says in His Word that He refreshes and restores your soul. That's all over the Word about God refreshing you. And when God refreshes you, He's saying to you, I refresh your soul because I want you to know that I love you at all times. And I want you to keep your life simple by understanding that. I want you to keep your life simple by walking in my goodness. When we walk in the destructive thoughts that we have, when we walk in the damaging things that we hear other people say, we're walking in a difficult place. We're walking in a hard place. And I remember my Italian mama saying to me, Rose, love keeps it simple. Love keeps it simple. And I didn't understand that as a little kid. I thought that meant a whole lot of things. But then I've grown up and I understand what it means now in the Word. I understand that it means that we're to obey the Word. And that's a simple thing. It's not hard. Tell your kids. Tell your mama. If you have an Italian mama or you just have a mama, go tell them how terrific they are and that you trust them. Speak up. Talk to them about it. Go to them and just simply tell them, say, I love you and I trust you. How many times have I heard parents say to their children, you can't be trusted. I trusted you and you fail me. And I can't trust you now. Beloved, that's a complicated life. And that's a life that leads to discouragement, despair. And it leads to anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. God wants to see you blossom in your love every day. Every day. He wants to see you flourish, grow, become the loving creature, the loving creation that He created you to be. The life of love and the walk of love and faith transforms you. When you are transformed by God's love and you're simply letting Him love you and you're simply loving yourself and you're simply loving Him, then you will influence people. You'll be influential. You'll win friends. You'll be an influence in the world. When you go into a room, what's the first thing that happens? Well, I like to think when I go into a room, it lights up because I'm a pretty snappy girl. But you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to make new friends, and you've got to be ready to cherish old friends. See, we're always in the process of making new friends and cherishing old friends. But I know so many people that have so many fears in their life of people, fears of failure, fears of success. They fear everything. And there are things that we need to do. There are scriptures that we need to stand on in those areas that keep us out of those places of fear and despair and discouragement. I love to go to the dentist. I know that's a crazy thing to say. Most people don't like the dentist. But I love the dentist because I have a little gal that helps me at the dentist that I go to, and she's a little Japanese girl. And she came into the dental room one day. I was there, and I'd been having an argument with the dentist about taking care of my teeth. I was saying that I was doing the best job I could, and the dentist was saying, well, you need to do better. And Wynn leaned over me in the chair, and she looked down and she said, "Rose, Rose," she's really sweet talking, she says, "I want to tell you, floss the pearly white teeth that you want to keep." That really spoke to me. Floss the pearly white teeth that you want to keep. And immediately the Lord impressed me in my heart. And he said, "Love the people that you want to keep." That's all you have to do. If you don't want to keep somebody in your life, then stop loving them. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Love the people that you want to keep. That means that you can be prosperous in your evangelistic work, as a missionary, as a husband, a wife, a friend, a lover, when you love the people you want to keep. God wants you prospering. He wants you prosperous because Jesus Christ has turned you into a person who knows him, a person who understands that he wants you to care about others. And he knows that you care about others because he's put that caring heart into you. God didn't just create you and then throw you out here without a manual. See, the Bible's the manual, I call it. It's a cookbook. It has all the recipes in it that you need for a successful life. God wants you to be a good helper, a great lover. He wants you to be a caring listener. I've often wondered what it would be like if everybody realized that they could become the most positive, enthusiastic person that you know. Are you that? Are you the most positive, enthusiastic person that you know? Then start working on that. And how do you do that? You can do it when you start finding people to help. God wants you to help people. He wants you to understand that when you help people, you're helping yourself. He wants you to understand that when you forgive others, you're forgiving yourself. When you forgive yourself, you're forgiving others. God wants you to remember that you need to leave the world, leave everything a little better than you found it. One way to keep from becoming a poor listener is to become a great listener. See, if what you're doing isn't working, then you just stop and do the opposite. And I want you to read and understand God's great love and word for you. I want you to look at the Bible like a mirror. The Bible is like a mirror. It accurately shows you where you are in your heart. And it shows you where you are when you decide to help or not to help someone. And helping someone means that you go to a person that maybe has been harmful to you and you let them know that you love them. That's a hard one, isn't it? It's hard, but have you ever heard yourself say, "I don't have time to listen"? Have you ever heard yourself say, "I don't even have time to think"? "I don't even have time to think about anything"? Well, when you start talking like that, honey, that's a bubble bath day. You better just sit back, go home if you're out, and run you a hot tub of water and sit down in it. Put your big old pile of bubble bath in there and just start soaking. Because it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to concentrate when you're being bombarded from all sides. I know all about that. I know about a few things, not a whole lot, not everything, but I know about some things, and I know what it is to be bombarded from all sides. The phones are ringing at the ministry. Staff is coming in and out of my office needing something. I'm running in and out of their offices wanting something. Somebody's coming in the front door of the ministry. They want something. And God is listening to all of it, and he's taught me that being pitiful and unloving is ineffective. So I want you today to start learning how to keep life simple. And we're going to talk more about this in a minute. Listen to your offers on your books. There's a little book that goes along with today's message called Keep It Simple. And the 30-day devotional, I'll get back with you in just a minute. And God loves you. I love you. And I'll see you when you come back.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. I know you are enjoying the program, and I want you to get this wonderful book full of scripture and teachings for you on all of God's Word that can fit into this little 40 pages. And I want you to get in here and learn titles in this book of Keep It Simple. Titles like, let me get over here to it. Titles like Love at All Costs, Never Quit, Consider Compromise, Surrender to Love, Delivered from Pharaoh, Set Free, Run from the Fight. Oh, man, that's a good one. Treasure Time, Take Time and Make Time. That's a powerful one, isn't it? And Surrendering to Love, that's another powerful one. And I want you to also order your little devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You, because God says you're a Royal Grand Champion winner. And I want you to learn that. So get that book too. Call the ministry. Pray with me. Support the ministry any way that the Lord chooses to lead you. And know this, that we love you there. We're there at the ministry of Mercy House Rose Ministries to bless you and to uplift you and to help you grow in the Lord and become a disciple of God, if that's what He's called you to be as a minister in the Word. So let's get on with our message here and talk about how everybody can be somebody to someone. See, everybody can be somebody to somebody. Everybody can. And I know that you understand that it's hard to focus on God when we can't even take time to renew our minds. When we don't take time to refresh our spirits and have quiet reflection. When we don't take time to listen to the Lord. And let's look at that scripture in Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 is pretty clear about that. Romans 12:2 tells us, and let's get over here to it real quick. Romans 12:2 says that we are to not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but we are to be transformed, changed, by the entire renewal of our mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is good and acceptable and perfect and the perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. The good and perfect acceptable will of God is that you keep life simple. That you stand in His presence and trust Him. That's simple. That is so simple. God's voice is small and still. Powerful. Powerful. But in the Word, in 1 Kings 19:12, He says that His voice is a small, still voice. Small, still voice. God doesn't want to have to shout to make you listen to Him. And you don't have to shout for Him to hear you. He already knows what you're thinking. He knows before He created you. It says, I knew you before I created you in your mother's womb. I knew you. That's Psalm 139. And He says, I know every word on your tongue before you speak. Well, good grief, if God's that great, and He is, then we're not needing to yell at Him. And we don't need to think He's going to yell at us. There's some things I want you to think about in putting things in order right now. When God says that He brings you an opportunity, He brings you you call it a problem. I call it sometimes a problem when I have to honor God or obey His Word, because it's always going to go against my flesh. It's It's always going to go against the natural. But when honor, when opportunity knocks, it will be very quiet. Someone may have harmed you, and then the Lord tells you, go to that person and love them. And you hear that in your spirit, and you just sit there. Oh, I'm not going over there. See, God wants you to understand that you can put yourself into a position of listening. You can put yourself into a position of hearing and then walking in His Word and His love. You can do this and become blessed with every opportunity that He gives you. First, I want you to, let's get down to the real simple basic of this. First, I want you to understand, keep beautiful things in your life. Even if you just have a jelly jar and you put a weed in it from outside, a green, on my farm there are gorgeous weeds all over the field that bloom flowers in the spring. Daisies, they're simple, they're small, they're everywhere. Just pull one up and put it in a jelly jar. And then listen, and when you listen, understand that requires you to be still. That requires you to be quiet. The radio's going, the television's going, the kids are going, the husband's going, the wife's going. You're going in your head. I know how it is because I have a million things go on in my head that try to interrupt my time with the Lord. What am I going to do about this? And how's this going to work? And how can I get this done? And oh, I forgot to do that. And I wish I'd have said that. And I should have said this. And oh, if I could have said this. And I think I'll call so-and-so and tell them whatever. No, honey, the Lord wants you to be quiet. And I don't know what you do to be quiet or what it takes for you to sit down. Some people drink coffee. I love hot chocolate. So when I need to be quiet, I just get me a big old cup of hot chocolate and put some extra marshmallow in it, and I sit down. I don't know anybody that can sit down with a cup of hot chocolate and marshmallow cream in it and have a fight with somebody. That just doesn't happen. When you're drinking hot chocolate or your favorite cup of coffee, you can't have a fight. Fighting in your mind, fighting with somebody. So just sit down with your cup of hot chocolate. Take time, go to a room in your house. Find a quiet room in your house. Or if you can't find a quiet room in your house, then go outside and sit under a tree. On my farm, there's plenty of places to go sit down under the trees. Just go someplace that you're not distracted by the world. And just take time. If you need to get up earlier in the morning, get up 10 minutes earlier. If you need to stay up later, stay up a little later. Just take some time and get quiet. Just let your mind drain off of the day or drain off of the worries that you think you're going to have to deal with during the day. Listen a few extra minutes. We have chapel at the ministry every morning from 9 to 9:15, and it is mandatory. Oh, how can you make people come to chapel? Well, you know, I'm going to make anybody do something that's good for them. And studying the Word and praying and talking to God and talking to each other is a good thing. So I require everybody to get to the chapel. We have a wonderful chapel in our office. And if you're ever in the area and you want to come by the ministry and join us, you feel free. But we go in there and for 15 to 30 minutes, we praise the Lord. We speak the Word. We love each other. We have fun. We start our day with a quiet reflection and praise in God time. And then this week I came up and I said, you know what, guys, I think it might be good if we just do this three times a day. How about we do this only on the second time before lunch, we just read a scripture to each other. And the third time is before we leave work to go home. Just read a scripture to each other. Yay, everybody went yay, yay, yay. Well, let's see, that was two or three days ago, and we haven't yet done it because, again, everybody's busy. But you have to make that decision to take that time. God says in Psalm 23, I am the good shepherd, and I lead you beside still waters. Still waters, not storms and turbulent waters. God isn't into shoving you into a whirlpool. He's into you being led and leading you, guiding you by still waters. And there, he says, he restores your soul. There, he says that you take time for him. And don't come up and try to tell me if you call me that you don't have time. You don't have time. Honey, everybody has the same amount of time. Abraham Lincoln had 24 hours. Michelangelo had 24 hours. Amen? Leonardo da Vinci had 24 hours. Mother Teresa had 24 hours. Jesus had 24 hours in the day. The hours in the day have not changed. And your hours in the day are the same. And God wants you to use your hours as part of it for Him. He wants you to have all of it for Him. But just take a little moment for Him. Jesus is asking you to let Him speak through you today. I want you to understand that you can be there when people need you. Nobody makes it alone. Nobody. Nobody ever makes it alone. Let your children and other people overhear you compliment them to somebody. If you know somebody's in the room that you want to share your love with and share the goodness of your heart that you feel for them, just say something wonderful about them to the person you're talking to, that they'll over and your friend or whoever will overhear it. Just try that and see what happens. For the next 24 hours, let's see how it is to make a point to not criticize anybody or complain. I love you so much. I'm here for you. I'm here at the ministry in Mercy House Rose Ministries. Write the number down. Call me. Let me pray with you. I know I have a powerful word from the Lord for you. And be sure and order your little books here. Keep it simple. And 30 days, the champion in you. 30 days of scripture, teaching, and prayers. I want you to know that happiness is not based on possessions. It's based on how you love people and respect them. That's what happiness is based on. And it keeps life simple. Love keeps it simple. God bless you. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And until I see you next time, just remember, touch somebody's shoulder. Let them know you love them. God has a blessed future for you. And He wants to bless you so you can be His blessing. I love you so much. See you next time. And until then, give somebody a hug.